An iconic track to start this week's podcast. If you are listening in Anchor, you should be able to hear the welcome music. If you are hearing or listening on another device, you will not be able to. So welcome to This Week in Sociology. What I want to focus on this week is addressing exam skills, in particular a 20-mark question and how to answer and how to structure it. The topic that I'm going to focus on is the division of labour from topic one for the family, which you will answer in on paper two. On paper two, the longest question that you'll be able to answer is a 20 marker. And this podcast aims to outline what exactly you would need to do to address a 20 marker. So I'm looking at the division of labour. That's from topic one for couples. And I just want to break it down so you have a bit of an understanding about how to tackle this type of question, how to plan for answering that type of question, and how do you go about answering it, okay? So a 20 mark question is an evaluative question. It's always asking you to evaluate something. It'll always give you a statement, and you've got to be able to give arguments that agree with the statement and are against the statement. It is worth 20 marks, so that means you'll have 30 minutes to answer this question, and you should be able to spend a couple of minutes right at the beginning planning your answer, so then you can answer that question in the best possible way available. Okay, so I'm going to break it down exactly for you, so then you can have a go at planning for a 20 marker. So firstly, let's start to have a look at the question and the item. So the question is asking you, applying material from item B and your knowledge, evaluate the view that the division of labour in couples is now equal. And they give you an item. The item reads, March of Progress sociologists argue that the family is becoming more equal. Increasingly today, both partners are likely to have jobs outside the home and they both carry out household chores and provide childcare. However, feminist sociologists reject this claim. They argue that the family is still patriarchal and that women today carry a dual burden. Okay, so when you have a look at this, what you should be doing is reading through the question and the item, read them through once, and then read them again second time, highlight any keywords, any important points that you want to note. So for example, the directions in the question is apply material from the item. So the item's there to give you a bit of clues, and I'll talk about that just in a moment. You need to also apply your own knowledge. That is from the bits that you've revised for and prepared for. It's asking you to evaluate, so you should highlight that because you need to give both sides, be critical, and so on. The view, you need to talk about whose views, and the division of labour. What is the division of labour and whether it is equal or not? And that's the point that you need to evaluate. Now, the item does give you clues to what that division of labour actually is. They're talking about the families becoming more equal. They're talking about having jobs outside the home, so that's implying paid work. It mentions about carrying out household chores and providing childcare. And that is basically your definition of the division of labour. And your job here in your answer is to go through each one of those in turn and evaluate whether they are equal or not and give evidence for and against. It does always in the item give you the clue to evaluate, so there's no reason why you shouldn't evaluate at all, because it says, however, feminists reject this claim. So that is encouraging you to challenge any views that would suggest that it is equal by giving arguments against it. Okay, so that first section is just interpreting the question and interpreting the item. So the next section, I'm going to talk about your intro. The first thing you should write in an answer is a brief introduction. The introduction allows you to do a couple of things. One, it allows you to check your understanding of the question. It means then you will avoid writing about the wrong thing, and also allow you to organise your thoughts a little bit. Okay, so your intro should include three things: context, content, debate. So in the case of this question, the context of the question is couples and the division of labour and whether it's equal or not. Okay, you might even want to define what the division of labour is, because that's the context of the question. And it tells you that in the intro. Okay, the division of labour is paid work, unpaid domestic work and childcare. Then you need to talk about the content. So basically, who you're going to write about. So March of Progress sociologists such as Wilmot and Young would argue that the couples are now more equal. Other sociologists that would agree would be someone like Gashuni. And then you need to then start to address the debate, who would challenge this idea that they are not equal. The item gives you a clue again. Feminist sociologist, so somebody like Oakley, someone like Ferry and Smith, they would all talk about how the family and couples are not equal. So there is a little bit of a brief introduction to your essay. What it does, it is identified that you know what the debate is, you've given a little bit of knowledge, so you will have scored a bit of AO1 marks in that intro, and also you have addressed the debate, you'll have got early AO3 marks as well. Okay. So your main body of your answer, you've got to start to think about what the arguments that you want to convey. Okay, so in a 20 marker, it's recommended that you should be providing between 3 and 4 paragraphs of answers. And I would recommend that you structure your paragraphs following a PEACE structure, P-E-A-C-E. And that's just a way of reminding you to add a little bit of structure to each of your paragraphs. Okay, so overall, I would recommend that you should have 3 paragraphs at least, one paragraph that's talking about the division of labour in terms of domestic work. Okay, so you're going to be talking about people like Wilmot and Young, you're going to talk about maybe Parsons as a comparison, Oakley, because you're talking about housework. The second paragraph, you might talk about childcare and what's happening with childcare and whose responsibility is that, and is that getting more equal. Third paragraph could be the impact of paid work. So as a basic rule, if you've got those 3, that's okay. You know, now you might have more things that you want to write about that can be included in your 4th paragraph. So if we have a look at the first paragraph then, and you're going through the PEACE structure, firstly, you'd start off with the point that agrees with the question. So you would give a statement that would say the first view that the division of labour is now equal, there's the question, is from Wilmot and Young. Yeah. So then you would explain it. So this is the E part. So you would explain why they say that the division of labour is now equal. What are men and women doing? What are they sharing within the home? And you might want to use keywords like they're doing joint conjugal roles. So that means that they are sharing domestic tasks. Why are they sharing domestic tasks? You could link it into the affordability of labour-saving devices, making it easier and quicker for housework to be done, meaning that men do more. Okay, you can then make sure that you add applying examples, apply anything from the item as well, whilst you are explaining this and whilst you are elaborating on this point that you've made. Then you can then add, make sure that you've got some sort of analysis in there. So then you could say, well, actually, is it true of all couples? You could talk about class differences, age differences, so older couples compared to younger couples. Make some sort of comment about it and then evaluate it. Who would argue that it's not equal? So you might bring in somebody like Oakley, who directly criticises somebody like Wilmot and Young for exaggerating the extent to which men help out in the home, and making sure that you are linking back to the question. Okay, then you do the same with the second paragraph. So then you would turn your attention to the second part of the division of labour, which could be childcare. And you do the same again. Who would say that it was equal? Why is it equal? Explain why. Apply pieces from the item if you can. Apply examples. Analyse it. So again, age, class. You could even include gender. So is there a difference between same-sex couples and heterosexual couples? So that level of analysis there, make that comment and then evaluate who would challenge that view. Okay, and then you go through that again with the impact of paid work. You might even then start to address, is there a cultural attitude towards the division of labour being equal? Do we have to wait for attitudes to change? Or is there a material aspect? Linking it to theory, you could talk about March of Progress, you can talk about functionalist, you can talk about feminist, you could even bring in postmodern sociologists as well. as part of your main debate in your answer. But if you follow the piece structure, at least then you know that you're hitting all the skills that you are being assessed on. Finally, you need to conclude your answer. So that is a requirement if you want to get in the top band, if you want to get above 17 out of 20. Okay, you've got to come to a reasoned conclusion. So what I would do in your conclusion, start to mirror what you've done in the intro. Address the debate. Are couples, are they equal or not? Talk about the arguments that you came for, arguments that you came against, and then say, well, in your opinion, don't say in my opinion, but say overall, based on the body of this knowledge, this couples are now equal. You could suggest that it's getting more equal, but we're not quite there yet. That would be a reasoned conclusion, just to tie off your answer quite nicely, okay? Overall, thank you for listening to this short podcast where I have talked about a couples family paper 2 question 20 marker, broken it down, helped you answer it. If you've got any questions, please do not hesitate to ask. Please do not hesitate to comment, and have an absolutely great day. Be happy. Sociology.